Yeah,
that
I
was
mean,
part of the.
I mean,
That
you're
was part
right.
of the fun.
It's part of the fun of like most superhero games, and it's really weird considering like the Marvel, like mobile games and stuff have always had such strong alternate costumes. And like, I'm trying to think of one of the more recent ones that had like just bananas alternate costumes. Yes.
Spider-Man and the Arkham games have a crap ton of costumes.
Exactly. And like you said, the first two Marvel Alliance games had really good alternate costumes as well.
More costumes than you could shake a stick at.
Also, I typed in Marvel games with alternate costumes, and you'll be happy to know that the people that make Deus Ex, their Avengers game, will have alternate costumes. And the one in the thumbnail is whatever the Gray Hulk was when he tried to be a gangster.
Oh, Joe Fixit.
Yeah, Joe Fixit is one of the costumes.
That's nice.
So that's
that could
cool.
be fun.
Oh, that was another one. Marvel versus Capcom 3.
Yeah.
Had really good alternate costumes for them.
Okay, I never played that, so that's good to know. But like, the fact that they tease you with like, do these infinity challenges, which are a lot.
Are they hard? I haven't even tried one yet because they're always like, do synergy, and I'm like, I'm playing by myself and I can never synergize attacks with the computer, so no, I'm not going to.
They're not hard. Some of them are high level. Are level dependent, and some of them are character dependent. I haven't had trouble with them, but I also don't like doing them because the reward's not worth it.
Okay.
I unlocked Black Widow's alternate costume. She's all in white.
Yeah.
That's it. And our friend Kevin, who's done it all, said that they're all just color swaps.
That's so disappointing. Yeah, I'm looking at the list. Luke Cage blue is one of them. Like, I think the only one that is different is Chef Deadpool.
Oh, that's what Deadpool's alternate is?
Yeah.
But only if you buy
the expansion pass.
Oh. I figured it would have been his X-Force variant. At least that's gray.
No, his regular level one is white Deadpool costume. You also have Red Falcon, green Elsa Bloodstone, blue Venom. Like, it's just really sad that they have years and years and years of history to draw upon, and they were like, nah, color swaps.
Yeah, and it would have been really cool to have, like, your custom team. Like I don't know when cares, but maybe, like, TV show Iron Fist and Immortal Iron Fist and classic Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Agent Venom? Soldier Venom?
I mean, Daredevil alone has several very specific costumes you can go to. The classic yellow and red, the one popularized by the Netflix TV show. Like,
I would have been neat if they had done that and then also changed up their links depending on how their costume looked.
Oh, by the way, in chat, Perkins is very sad by your title. Why don't you explain why?
So hello and welcome to the final episode of this iteration of the Nolan Nerdcast. For the last couple of years, we've been using Google Hangouts to produce this show, as it's an easy way to get four cameras and alternating views depending on microphone levels. Google Hangouts leaving in about 4 hours, give or take. So, yeah, we're working on another way to do this. I think next couple weeks we'll be doing some streaming. Some actual gameplay, but
yeah, while we look into the alternatives, like, we know the classic is going to be running the chat through Discord and streaming to Twitch, but unfortunately the logistics of that is a lot more complicated than just hitting a button and starting.
Yeah, and I mean, worst comes to worst, we'll just go back to being purely audio. We just won't have live discussion on any service, but we're hoping to migrate over to Twitch. We'll see. We're gonna do some streams for the next couple of weeks while we figure it out.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know, it's our last episode on YouTube. Let's reminisce a bit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not gonna be a long episode. Like, again, there just hasn't been much news. It's been very light in video game news, and it's been lighter on comic book news because we just had Comic-Con and E3. This is typically one of the slowest months for these industries, because all the big news, just they just exploded their load in those two big massive events. And we won't get more video game news really until PAX at the end of next month. And then comic books, who knows when that'll pick up, probably around New York Comic Con in October.
Yeah, that's about right. So, you know, we started off being purely audio based, recording to an iPad a long time ago. And then life happened and we migrated over to YouTube, which has been mostly good for us, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. We've come a long way, even though our production values are still what many might call lacking.
Poor.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Lackluster.
Yeah. I wish, you know, it's hard to figure it out. And if it's not hard, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And that's the real hassle, because we've not made any money in our time doing this.
Oh, yeah. That's this is purely for the love of the game scenario.
Yeah. So it's hard to justify sinking the amount of money in for, you know, lights, better cameras, sound mixers, the whole nine yards, when we get, you know, just our own personal enjoyment out of it. So,
right. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it's awesome. We love it. It's just time consuming.
We wouldn't be doing this for 7 years if we didn't love it.
God damn.
Since the birth of the new 52 way back when.
2011. That's the easiest way to always remember, because our first episode was during the first week of the new 52.
That's true. It's crazy.
Ah, so good. So cray cray.
It is.
How much has changed?
Well, DC's gone through three rebirths or restarts.
There was New 52.
There was the rebirth era.
Right, and that's what we're still in.
And Convergence. And I think there was one more. There was the soft end of the New 52.
Yeah, that was Convergence.
No, before Convergence.
Hold on.
Not officially, but there was a very much a softening of the.
All right, the complete history of DC's retcons and reboots.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so obviously everyone knows that the original was Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we go until Zero Hour.
Yeah. Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Then there's the big one that got us into it all, which is Infinite Crisis.
Great.
Here we go. Let's see. Then there was 52, but that wasn't really a reboot. That was just an epilogue to it. Flashpoint, which led into the new 52.
Yeah.
And then, Convergence and then Rebirth.
Okay. How many Marvel restarts have we gone through?
Oh, God. Who even knows? Because they don't really reboot like DC does. They just go like, here's a new age. The age of heroes, the age of villains, the age
all new, all different.
Yeah, all new, all different. Like they do number ones and rebrandings all the time, but they've never really had reboots. The closest they ever got was post Secret Wars.
Yeah, can I tell you my favorite thing is that Marvel does the thing that I like that DC did with Adventure Comics, where they have the number and the legacy number on the top of their issues.
Yes.
So like Daredevil was like number 10. And Legacy was like 750.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
I appreciate the hex out of it, sir, because it's so great. You can just like, you know what episode you're getting of the current like run, but then you also know, because DC started doing it too, except they didn't. They just changed completely to the Legacy, which I guess is not quite the same. Marvel does it better that way.
I think that's the best method to go to get new people in, because new number ones are an easier sell than the 500th issue of something.
Correct.
But it's better to have that on there so that the people who care are like, this is the 500th issue of this thing I love.
Yeah. It's definitely redonkulous.
Yeah. So we've gone through a lot of that. We've gone through a console generation.
We have. We started and we were still squarely in the PS3, 360. The Wii U had just come out. No, the Wii U was about to come out. The Wii U was 2012.
Yeah.
Wow. This was back when we thought the Wii U was going to be good.
Perkins has the line of the show. I've been watching you guys since my son was born in 2015.
Good Lord. Good for you, Perkins. Good for you. Shout out to Perkins and Kogasu for being the longest running NOLA bros.
That's a crazy sentence I never expected anyone to say.
Right? I don't know. Yeah. It's good times. I mean, Chris, let me tell you, okay?
Yeah.
We've been doing the NOLA Nerdcast for so long that Dokken Battle is now on its fourth year.
Uh-huh. It's crazy.
But yeah, sorry.
No, go on.
No, so I'm gonna pull up something and we're gonna do a little flashback, okay?
I love flashbacks. Go for it.
Okay, so first, do you want movies, TV, or video games?
Let's do movies.
Okay. So I just typed in movies of 2011.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to talk about the ones that Google immediately puts on the front rise, because those are usually the most popular ones.
Yeah.
So 2011, when we started the NOLA Nerdcast, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 was bringing to the close one of the longest running nerd things of all time.
Wow, yeah, that feels so long ago.
So long ago. Also, Matthew Vaughn was salvaging the X-Men from X3 and brought us First Class.
I remember we went to Comic-Con and we got those Magneto Was Right shirts, or Team Eric shirts.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun to get.
J.J. Abrams was getting a little full of himself with Super 8.
Boy, yeah, Super 8 was weird, wasn't it?
Right? Here we go. We got the first of the reboots that everyone thought was dumb and pointless, but ended up being really fucking good. Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That trilogy is so good.
That is one of the shockingly best trilogies around.
I watched the third one earlier this year, and I was blown away that we got a big, dumb, awesome Planet of the Apes movie that actually was super good.
Yeah. Oh, Chris, you want to know how long we've been doing this? Although this has been going on even longer than us. 2011 was Fast 5, the fifth of the Fast and the Furious movies, and the first one to introduce The Rock and officially make it like the good film franchise. That's when they went full redonkulous.
So we've had what, three or four movies since then?
We just had eight, and now we're getting a spinoff.
So four movies since then.
Yeah, so one every other year, like usual.
What was the Marvel movie du jour?
Oh, so yes, here we go. Because again, it had just really started.
If it's 2011, it's got to be Thor and Captain America.
That is correct. We got Thor and Captain America. We got Mission Impossible 4, Ghost Protocol.
Oh, I did see Ghost Protocol.
Oh, Chris, you ready?
Yeah.
The last good one, Transformers Dark of the Moon. And I use good loosely, but it was like more enjoyable than 2 ever could be.
Oh my God. 2 is unwatchable, I think.
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides when they tried to keep the franchise going after everyone else left.
I saw that in theaters, and I was so bored.
Yes. We got Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which never amounted to anything because we didn't get the rest of the trilogy.
It's a great movie, though.
We got Hannah, which then got adapted into a TV show that's really good on Amazon Prime.
Like 7 years later.
Yeah, after everyone forgot how bad the movie was.
I didn't like the movie.
We discovered how repetitive a comedy sequel could be with Hangover Part 2.
Yeah, I think that was the one where you almost got into a fight at the theater.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Tintin, Blowin' Minds, still a great movie.
That was a beautiful movie, but like no one cares about Tintin, so...
I know, but it didn't matter because it was good to us.
It was good for us.
Here we go, Chris. My heart was broken forever and always.
Oh, Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, baby.
Yeah, I think I'm due for a rewatch of that.
Ugh. Let's see. I'm just going to keep going through the rest of them. We got Cowboys and Aliens. Remember that? Horrible Bosses. The second Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes movie.
God, those movies suck. I hate those
movies. Kung Fu Panda Dose. Oh, here we go, Chris.
Yeah.
The movie that handed him the reins of the DC Universe, Sucker Punch.
Wow, we all tricked ourselves into thinking Sucker Punch was good, didn't we?
We sure did. That was pure style over substance. Yeah. Oh, the movie that gave us Finn from Star Wars, Attack on the Block.
Oh, yeah. I saw that recently. I liked that a lot.
It was real good. Here we go. The worst Pixar movie of all time, Cars 2.
Yeah, I saw that in theaters with you, I think.
Yeah, because at that point, literally, there had never been a bad Pixar movie.
Yep, and Cars did it.
Cars 2 was like, we got it. We wanted an entire movie of Larry the Cable Guy. We hear you loud and clear. Yes, Perkins, I am also ready for the Watchmen TV series. And finally, Chris, one of the biggest surprises and charms of 2011, The Muppets.
Care for The Muppets, and I liked that movie a lot.
All right, TV.
What's going on in TV land?
These TV shows debuted in 2011.
Let me hear them.
Game of Thrones. You might have heard of that one.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
Starting strong. We got the third season and arguably one of the best seasons of Community.
Yeah, I think so.
Bob's Burgers started in 2011.
Wow, I thought that was way later.
Yeah, no, 2011. It's been going on forever. Friday Night Lights ended, I guess.
Cool.
Let's see. Trying to find shows that have 2011 in them that we care. Oh, Person of Interest started in 2011. One of my
Batman show with no Batman.
I fucking love that show.
Yeah, I never saw it. I don't do TV.
Yeah, you do.
Not really.
Two Broke Girls, Chris, and New Girl. It was a year of girls.
So I like Two Broke Girls because I love Kat Dennings, but that show is trash.
Oh, it's super trash, but New Girl was great.
New Girl was good for a bit.
It ended strong. Just throwing that out there. All right, and that's it for TV. It was not a well, Game of Thrones alone makes it a shockingly great year for TV, but you know, what you gonna do when they come for you? And finally, Chris, the games of 2011. Are you ready? Did I lose you, Chris? Oh, we lost Chris. I have no idea what's going on. Uh-oh. Chris got disconnected. I don't even know if it's still going on. Womp womp. Doot, doot, doot. Weird. Okay. Well, I guess I'm still live. Waiting for Chris to finally come back. Anytime now, buddy. Anyway, what are we talking about? The games of 2011. You know what? This is quite fitting for our final show that we get hit by the guy hosting the thing disappearing forever. Why not? Why not? Sure. We got Ace in the background. Being all adorable on the couch. I don't know. Perkins, what you got? Help me out. I don't know if we have to like restart or not. Maybe this is how the episode ends. I don't even know. I'm just going to keep talking. Games of 2011. 2011 was a fucking insane year for games. Like so many of the best games of the last generation came out in 2011. I am stalling to give Chris a chance. Do 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 do. Anyway, let's see what else can I talk about so Chris can be part of the video game thing. So, yeah, it's been very long. YouTube's been good to us. We have no idea why all of a sudden Google decided to go, you know what? Nah, we don't want to do Google Hangouts anymore. We hate making things convenient for people. I don't know. Also, I have this Yamcha charm. It goes sad version, happy version. Sad, happy. Hey, Chris is back.
Hey, I'm back.
It's about fucking time, buddy.
Hey, yeah. Everything had a brain fart. I've got a Yamcha present for you.
I know. I'm very excited. Are you? Are you going to show it on camera?
No, it's in my other room.
Okay, so Chris, I was stalling. The games of 2011. 2011 was the last big year for the PS3 360 generation. I'm about to read you some games that came out in 2011, and you're going to be like, holy shit. Perkins already knows. He said it right there. The first one is Skyrim, one of the most ported and beloved games of all time. Skyrim was 2011. Batman Arkham City was 2011. Portal 2 was 2011. Battlefield 3, Uncharted 3, Gears of War 3, Saints Row the Third, Modern Warfare 3, a lot of threes, Deus Ex Human Revolution, the original Dark Souls, Dead Space 2, L.A. Noire, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, Assassin's Creed Revelations, Bastion, The Witcher 2, Super Mario Land, Bulletstorm, Rayman Origins, Dragon Age 2, Star Wars The Old Republic MMO, Little Big Planet 2, Infamous 2, the reboot of Mortal Kombat, Sonic Generations, Forza Motorsport 4, Resistance 3, DC Universe Online, Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition, Mario Kart 7, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Killzone 3, Kirby. Like, it's just, it's insane. It just kept going.
That's a crazy amount of games.
That is an absurd amount of games. It's cray cray, my friend.
Yeah.
Like, every console had a major game.
Yeah, even the Wii, which, you know, we kind of poo-pooed.
It's easy to poo-poo it.
Well, yeah.
Let's see.
So what you're saying is we started in a very good year.
We did. The Nolan Nerdcast's origin is firmly rooted in a strong year of pop culture.
Yeah, we saw other podcasts do it, and we figured we could do it.